CAM FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W3.
Boats are away, the first few boats coming down very powerfully now. Clare W2 looking strong and holding their station from Keys W2 in their distinctive yellow boat. So they're looking very calm. Clare going like they belong in the top of this division. Behind them, John's coming through now very nicely. Behind them, I can see Murray Edwards Blade appearing around the corner. So far, it all looks relatively on station, as you'd expect for a higher division team. Well, top of W3. So Murray Edwards, behind them, we have Price W2 going through nicely. All boats coming part through into first place corner. Relatively on station. Behind them now, Tracy Hall W2 rowing nicely. And behind them, expecting Team W3. I think they may be having a bit of action coming here. It looks like someone may have gone on further up the course. There is someone to get. Unit W3 now coming through very nicely. Behind them, we have Emma W3 blowing well. Jack, what can you see?
So just up here at a very busy grassy corner, Keys are closing down to about Cutler Pond. Blades at the moment, they're closing down as they move left to the corner of the boat leg. They are really coming both very tight into grassy corner. They're getting so close to those river boats on the far-hand side. If you're listening at the plough at the moment, you're going to get a great shot of these boats coming in before very long. There are now three whistles, not quite continuous whistles yet. They haven't quite got overlap. That looks like it will happen in front of the plough there as they head down the plough reach. We'll throw back to Tim just briefly whilst we look at the boat.
Yes, so further down the division, Cat 72 have overlap with Keys W3. It looks like we're about to have a bump any moment now. The Keys and Cox, there's overlap, is very close, but Cats will, they just slipped away again. It looks like coming into first place form, there is foul ball, clear overlap, but no bump as yet. I'm sure you'll see that in a minute. I'm going to investigate. Behind them, Clare Hall W1 seems to be the last boat racing. I'm going to investigate what's gone on further up. Back to you, Jack.
Thanks very much, Tim. Yeah, here on Grant, it looks like we have finally had a concession from that Clare W2 boat in this division, Keys W2. It happened just in front of the plough as well. They're both pulling aside now. So Keys W2 collecting their blades in this May bump 2016. As Keys pull in towards the plough, they're going to get congratulations from everyone there. Behind them, we've had Maggie W2 and Murray Edwards W2. They're rowing on. I think they're going to be good rowovers. And then just behind that, you've got Price W2 and Trinity Hall W2. That's close down to about a canvas now as well. There's going to be continuous whistles again. This is one that's going to develop right in front of the plough. Through the plough, the Price W2 boat is going to need your help to get away from Trinity Hall. If you're Trinity Hall fans, they're going to need your help to close down on Price. Behind that, you've got Newnham W3. They've come for the last few days. They look like they're going to be on for a row over today. Unless Emma W3 behind them can close it down. They're talking about length and a half between those two boats now. As going down to our reach, the Christ and Trinity Hall boats try to keep each other away from each other. But now we've got Jesus W3 as well. So it looks like we've had a bump between Eddie's W1 and first and third W2. Eddie collecting their spoons. So there is now just about overlap between Pat W2 on Jesus W3. Again, they're pulling in very tight to grab the corner. That's going to happen at some point round in front of the plough as well. Again, overlap between Super Cat and Jesus W3. That Jesus W3 shot screaming, trying to get her crew away from St. Cats. I can't imagine that they will actually get away at any point. And then after that, we've got Clare Hall as well. So a really taller pump between Pembroke W3. We have bumped Selwyn W2 as well. Pembroke W3 getting 3 out of 4 days from Selwyn W2. Collecting their team. Now, Rahul, up on the long reach. Have you got any boats with you yet?
Thank you, Jack. I've just seen LMBC W2 go past me there into the reach, topping out. Two and a half. to clear this for Newnham, though. They're coming right in front of Newnham. You have to hold it up a little bit. The cops doesn't know what to do. Emma are now going to make a push round to the corner on them. Newnham are going to have to start pumping soon. They're calling the stroke side to go, but this boat is just not moving, and Christ have really made a mess of this one. New Emmanuel here, they're going to be rowing past them. Emmanuel now, rowing past the Newnham boat. That's incredible. I think what's happened there is that Christ have failed to clear. That means that Newnham have been forced wide. They haven't been able to make it. They've had to basically pull in at the side. They cannot believe what's happened, because Emmanuel are just going to pull their way up the long reach with no one catching them. Let's see how that one is given at the end. They could get a technical there. But that means that up here on the long reef, it's Trinity Hall bumping Christ and Emmanuel bumping Newnham. Next boat past me, it's that Jesus W3 boat. They've got length and a half on the boat facing them. The Cat W2, the stroke rate is really, and they're sending off a tough challenge from Clare Hall. Clare Hall actually looking like they're continuing a really big push. Looks like an experienced boat here. And you can see the grip from that Cat's boat. The Cat's boat's really not looking comfortable here. And it's that Clare Hall boat that's getting a lot of cheers on the riverside as they go past the assembled crowds of Keith and Mordling, who've set up tents here. Down the long reach, we've now got those four boats that are cruising down here. Jesus W3, they look like they're going to row over unless Cat can do something miraculous here. Because that Clare Hall boat is going to create an overbump. Pembroke bumped Selwyn. Clare Hall absolutely motoring. And I'm going to have to try to chase this one down. It looks like they've moved into an overlapping position. Clare Hall, a slightly wider line on the long beach, which suggests that they think they've got overlap down there. Clare Hall really pushing. You can see those blades. They're really together. It's a really nice stroke from Clare Hall. They really should get this bump. I'm staring at the cat. That looks like that blade is almost brushing the boat here. The bank parties are so close together. The cops is looking round. Surely there's a concession very soon. Here, and there goes the hands up. That is a huge overbump from Clare Hall, midway down the long road, just by the king. Clare Hall, of course, has miraculously, and right in front of them, Jesus are now going to escape down the long reach for a row over. Pumping here on the long reach. Clare Hall, ecstatic to have got that overbump. I'm going to shoot it back to Jack.
Thanks very much, Ryan. I'm going to shoot straight down to Tim, who's got something down at first post.
Yeah, so I can clear up what's happened at the bottom of the division. So the boats we're missing, so there's W1 bumped up on first and third, W2 around the first start, just beyond the first start position. That means St. Ed's have their blades, and they had forgotten to bring a flagpole with them, so they found a branch and used that instead. Below that, we had Pembroke W3 bumped up on Selwyn W2, giving Selwyn their spoons, and setting up that overbump for Hugh for Clare Hall. And right down to the bottom, just past the bridge, we had Lucy Hab and Hugh Hall W2 bumping up on Girton W2. And really, that's a miraculous escape for Jesus W3, who is there coming into first post. They had Cats had overlap on the Jesus W3 boat and really should have scored a bump there. So Cats really will be kicking themselves for that.
So I'm with what is possibly the happiest bank party on the cam right now. The Clare Hall bank party, what a row.
It's an unbelievable row. They started strong and it's carried on going. There was no fiddling whatsoever. You know, they saw the crews around them bumped out and they just kept going, they kept reeling them in. They knew they could do it. You know, they wanted it more than anyone. They really deserved it. They worked so hard for this. I'm so happy.
Congratulations, I'll let you cycle down with them. Congrats, Clare Hall. As you can hear, they're so, so happy with that, right? Just to confirm the very bottom of that division search for W2, they will row over. The one clash up there, that's LMDC W2, Murray Edwards W2. It looked like it was going to go the distance, but we don't have confirmation on eyes seeing them through the finish.
Thanks very much, Rahul, in which case we can give some provisional results for this, the W3 division. At the top of this division, Keith W2, they've collected their blades as they bump Clare W2, LMBC W2 and Murray Edwards W2. They look like they're good to roll overs and they're both going to
finish in the positions they started in on Wednesday. And we've got Trinity Hall, W2, they've rode over every single day so far. They managed to bump Christ W2, collecting their spoons, as I've got the eddy float rowing past me with a branch instead of a flagpole because they forgot to bring the flagpole. Emma W3, they bumped Newnham W3, two bumps, one. So they've had a mixed bag this week. Emma W3, they stay one place higher than they started on Wednesday. First, third W2, they've now been bumped three out of the 4 days because St. Eddie's W1, as we just heard, managed to get that bump. St. Edmunds W1 collecting their blades. Jesus W3, what a miraculous escape they had. They had overlap through first post. They had overlap through Grassley. They had overlap down the long reach, yet still managed to escape the success. W2 boat who got overthumped by Clare Hall W1. Clare Hall W1 started the sandwich boat in this division on Wednesday. They've managed to rise up to 12th now. Pembroke W3, they bumped Selwyn. Selwyn W2 will be collecting their spoons after they got bumped every single day. Lucy Cavs all combined, they rose into this division. They rise again today. They bumped Girton W2. And then at the bottom of this division, Churchill W2, they've had a pretty relaxed day. They had an automatic bump earlier on after about three or four strokes. And they are going for a lonely row home in this division too.
CAM FM 97.2.
May bumps.
W3.